should have been here by now. Brandon, call the meeting order. Roll call. James?
Here.
Liz?
Here.
Erica?
Here.
Chrissy?
Here.
Bruce?
Here.
Here.
Jesse?
Yes.
All right. Approval of minutes from the March 6, 2017. I'll accept the motion. All right. Second, please. Second. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any public comments? All right. Moving along. Approval of reports. There is none. Bills and purchase requests. They are making their way around the table as we speak. There's Judy Kuhn.
I'm sorry.
Can you draw a hole?
Thank you very much.
Hi, Judy.
Hello. Love the hat, Judy.
Well, it's
I wanted that in the minutes.
It's from the last committee.
Dave likes Judy's hat.
It was from the. It's a dog hat.
All right. First order of new business, resolution authorizing sustainability grants for fiscal year 2017.
Can I
any questions?
I think Tim was going to talk about that.
The one that yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So for the past 17 years, we've been using these landfill fees that we collect to offer environmental grants for local townships and municipalities. And so it's a $15,000 maximum with a 20% match. We have we put out an RFP for proposals, and we've received a number of proposals. Those should be included in there. One thing is that you received an updated resolution late last week. That was because Matt Granmar, our department administrator, and Phil Chapman went to visit New Douglas and looked at some flooding issues that were going on there, which included stagnant water, erosion, flooding, and basically they're in desperate need for some funding to help alleviate some of those stormwater issues. And so even though we could have put them in, we usually do a second round of these grants later in the fall, we could have put them in for consideration then. They thought that the problem was severe enough that it warranted including them in this round, and so that was added to the packet.
I only have one question. And it's about one of our members, Larry Ducano, on the planning and development. I feel like he should not have signed this because it's township money that he's asking for. So
he did abstain from the vote.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because when I saw his name, I thought, Larry, you should do that.
They did a roll call vote because of the amount. And
okay. Thank you.
I'm questioning you. So I noticed that Glenn Carter was not approved. Is there something that I should tell them? Is there a reason or how?
The scoring for the grants, it's all based on there's a scoring system, and the heaviest weights are given to the grants that have received funding the prior years. And so just because Glen Carbon did receive funding last year, they didn't score as highly because of that.
Okay.
So it wasn't that it was a poor project, and they should definitely resubmit next year.
Okay. Do you know, will there still be a round two, or we just don't know that until after all
that? We kind of wait and see how much money is still left in the budget, and then a lot of times these applications come in under budget. Okay. And so that gives us a little bit more money to play with. So then in August, September, we can look at a second round. Perfect. So yeah, they would be considered for that at that point.
And they don't have to resubmit?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Any other questions? Accept a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Aye. James?
Aye.
Liz?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Chrissy?
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
Helen? Judy?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. All right. Next is resolution authorizing infrastructure loan to Mitchell Public Water District.
So several times in the past 9 months, the water main has, the water line to Unilever has busted. And so when the water main busts, Unilever has to buy potable water for drinking and flushing. So they're one of our companies that Madison County does not want to leave or lose. And so they don't have any debt. So they obviously are a very good candidate for UDAG loan. And they're here if, in case you have the engineer and the head of the water department is here in case you have any questions or anybody has any comments.
Any other questions?
This is located in the Enterprise Zone.
It's the main
Enterprise.
Yes.
They built in a high water table area. It's going to happen over and over. We have given grant before for the water lines there. But if they need it, they need it.
This is a loan. At 3% interest, yeah.
It's UDAG. Any other questions? All right, accept the motion.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All right. James?
Aye.
Yes.
Erica?
Yes.
Chrissy?
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
Helen?
Aye.
Judy?
Yes.
Jesse?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes.
Mr. Jones.
Next one is resolution authorizing park and recreation loan to Wood River Township.
So, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, Wood River Township has asked for a recreation loan at 3% again. This would be to create a walking trail that is separate from the bike trail. So these have nothing to do with each other. And it's from East Bethalto through Cottage Hills. They have complied with all of our loan logistics and requirements. So again, another 5-year loan at 3%.
Anybody have any questions?
I would add that the idea for this walking trail, is to connect Northern Madison County to the other trails that we have, bike trails and other. Bethalto is in plan or planning to build their trail and connect to Moro Road, which would connect to Wanda and into the trails, and then part of the responsibility of Wood River Township is to connect the trail through Wood River Township, and hopefully over toward Olin property and maybe toward either going back south toward East Dalton or to
Gordon Moore Park
or to Gordon Moore. Thank you, Bruce. So that's the grand scheme of idea. So this is the first baby step of that process to just get Madison, the Northern Madison County portion connected, really. So
some of this land was donated by the refinery, wasn't it?
Some of the grant money.
Was it Olin that donated land?
Not yet, not that I'm aware of.
I've talked to this Jerry Kane of MCT, the township meeting, and they talked about this because they were talking to him about different things with the bike path. I'm on the MCT board, and he talked about what you're saying, that the vision might be to take it to the Gordon Moore Park.
And if you look at the map, it's an old railroad, right, of course. And the old railroad goes right down through Olin's property, so if we could somehow get Olin, if anybody knows anybody at Olin, to maybe step up and if we kick the ball a little further down the road. So that's just kind of what's going on. This is just a baby step in this process.
And if you'll notice back on Kim's sustainability grant, that Wood River Township has some dollars that are being put to it through the sustainability. So I love the collaboration that this is creating in our county. And one of the heads of the Illinois Housing Development Authority said it's important for our revitalization project to create these paths that connect mixed income individuals to services and resources that they need, and so this is forward thinking by Wood River.
comments or concerns? Accept the motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Jane?
Yes.
Yes.
Erica?
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
Helen? Judy? Becky?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, next is the Madison County Employment Training Update.
Oh, we have the resolution.
Resolution?
Yes.
Oh. All right. The one authorizing the park and rec law?
No, it was the second one sent out.
Oh, I don't have that one. All right, resolution, sorry. I just got this, actually emailed that Tuesday, I got it Saturday. Resolution authorizing funds.
I emailed everybody that had emails this revised one. And I have a copy for Helen.
I didn't print it.
You did.
But it's my fault. Resolution authorizing funds for the 2017 Miss Summit.
So, the bill for the summit, we expected that it would be a little under $5,000. One of our sponsors pulled out at the last minute. So we did get, so although this resolution is to pay the bill, which will be $9,260, we did get $2,000 in sponsorships. We did get $800 in exhibitor contributions. So our total cost for the 255 participants was $6,460. So we're taking that out of our UDAG funds, which is earmarked for economic development activities, and this was our first step in the direction that we're going to go in job creation and economic development.
I'm sorry, how many people did you say attended that?
There was a total of 255. Awesome. Yeah.
And it was a very good conference.
Thank you, Liz. That means a lot coming from you. Thank you. Thank you for the board.
I wasn't there, but I want to congratulate you with the media that was there. And I know that Congressman Shimka spoke about certain issues. Did he speak about the president's proposed budget?
Barely.
I have a concern, as we all should. In his proposed budget, he wants to cut the community development block grant. He wants to cut the community services block grant. He wants to collect LIHEAP, and he wants to do away with the home program. That leaves your department with PEP grants, basically.
Yeah, and even those will be on the table, I'm certain. So
has your department, or has the county administration made contact with some of these congressmen suggesting that that's a bad idea?
We have talked to Congressman Bost, Congressman Shimkus, and Congressman Davis, who all have a piece of our county,
right,
and have adamantly showed why this is not good for any of us. And they have all stated that they agree that cutting these programs is not good for our area. In addition, we have Senator Duckworth is coming down in the next 2 weeks to visit with us on behalf of the Senate, and we're always in contact with someone from Durbin's office.
So they're
about
all
something
on our side.
Well,
I mean, community development's been on the chopping block before, even during the Obama administration.
Yeah. So we do have a plan. Worst case scenario, they're all liars, and or worst case scenario, which I don't believe that's true, but let's say worst case scenario they are, or worst case scenario, Trump just executive orders all of it. We do know that dollars are coming in infrastructure and transportation, so we do have plans to continue writing for every dollar that's out there. We've made great partnerships with DCEO and with HUD and through Springfield. We believe that whatever dollars the feds and the state get, we are going to maximize what we receive. And we have been told from the state on more than one occasion from more than one monitors that we are now second to Cook County. And so,
because if community development goes, that's going to destroy all Grand City, the two biggest recipients, and to go down the list.
Yeah.
I mean, those communities pretty much depend on that money to get through.
The Illinois Housing Development.
Granite City. Oh my God, they're going to go broke.
Illinois Housing Development Authority invited me to come up to Chicago where they talked about revitalization dollars and how we could help Alton better with their planning and what they can do. And I think James and Lisa and Sam Borders, they can tell you that we have been very aggressive in Alton. Granite City has their own economic development director, and he's good.
That's great. I understand all that. But if community development goes,
we don't. We get things, yeah.
Well,
you won't have a department, you know.
We get it.
You finance 20% of the grant from Alton, 20% from Granite City finances your department. So
yeah.
So if we lose that stuff, we got a problem. I appreciate your other efforts, but community development, block grants, and that to me is the key.
Well, we're lobbying like crazy.
Great. That's all I wanted to hear.
I
assumed you were.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if the congressman had addressed those specific issues at the conference, because I saw he did address other issues.
Well, and I can tell you this, that Congressman Davis is so pro-community, Madison County Community Development, that he could not be there, but he insisted on making a video to show that he supports community development and the grants that fund us, and he's going
to
be back in
us. Let's hold their feet to
the fire. No doubt. Bruce, I hope you help.
Rather than think they lied, I think they talk out of both sides of their mouth. That'd be the best way to put it.
Let's hope not. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt, because they've been good to us so far since I started, and I believe that they will be in the future. I have no reason to believe otherwise.
Can I get a motion on the resolution?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
James?
Aye.
Liz?
Yes.
Erica?
Yes.
Chrissy?
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
Helen? Judy?
Yes.
Yes.
Jesse? All right.
Okay, I have something that I have to add, although, well, I guess Matt can go first.
Well, he's up next.
Yeah.
Sure you don't
want it? Go ahead.
Okay. Well, good afternoon. Just a few quick updates from employment training. You should have a flyer in front of you for our summer employment program. This is a summer youth employment program, 8 weeks starting in June. And we are recruiting for out of school 18 to 23 year olds.
I don't think they made it this year. I read that
stat. You want one?
Yeah.
Oh, they made it this year.
So it's 32 hours a week, $10 an hour. A lot of times this is the first job experience for participants in our program. We are also recruiting for the Venice Community Gardens Project as well. So we're looking for a work crew down there. So we're looking to employ about 40 youth throughout the county as soon as possible. If they're out of school, they can start before June, so we can get them enrolled. Our Workforce Innovation Board is in the process of reviewing our youth program bids as well as the one-stop operator bids. The board is also currently in the process of certifying the one-stop as well as finalizing the budget and MOU with our partner agencies. We have our local plan and regional plan posted for 30-day review, which is also on the county website. And the nonprofit arm of the board is still accepting scholarship applications. I know some board members I've talked to about that. And the board usually awards up to 5 scholarships each year to graduating seniors in Madison or Bond County. So we're looking forward to giving those out again this year. We're currently testing applicants for Phillips 66 for a variety of positions. We're wrapping testing up at the end of this month. We're going to test around 250 people. We do that annually. We are funding an incumbent worker training project at Imperial Manufacturing in Alton. And the training is provided by the Illinois Manufacturing Excellence Center, and we'll train up to 17 current employees at a cost of $9,300. So we're funding that through our federal funds as well. We also just finished installing a second computer lab in our downstairs conference room. We now have additional computers, 9 additional computers that Lewis and Clark donated. We used our funding to do the software upgrades, and IT and facilities helped to install that. So we have a second computer lab. It can be used for testing, unemployment claims, whatever it's needed for. And also you have the Illinois Workforce Partnership Annual Report. And I just want to give this for information. Just give you background on what we do. This is an organization of workforce development directors across the state, and this is the annual report, and we compile information on the various federal workforce programs. If you turn to page 4, we have a youth success story in our area. We went through our e-learning program and returned their diploma through Leonard Dollins program. If you you look on page 6, it gives you return on investment for the funds that were used and the wages that were returned. So return on investment averaged from $2.06 to $3.28 for every dollar spent. It gives you an idea of the return on the investment for federal dollars. And then if you go to the very back, it gives you a map of our area, which is, of course, Area 22, which is Madison and Bonner County. There is one error on there that should actually say Wood River, not East Dalton. But that just gives you a breakdown of the state. And obviously, a lot of the funding is north of I-80. We do our best to secure and keep our funding down here in the southern part of the state as well. So, do we have any questions for me? That was fast.
Yes, sure. Some people ask me about opportunities for youth and gaining employment. Could I just go directly to you, or have you talk to us? Because you're pretty much aware, if your department doesn't supervise it or manage it, you're aware of what goes on through the county.
And 9 out of 10 kids that come to our program, if they're getting free lunch, they're going to qualify. So usually they will qualify. We just have to get them in, to get them documented, and get them enrolled.
But you're aware of if there are other programs
right.
out there.
If there's someone that we can't serve, we can refer them out. Very absolutely. Good. Okay.
Matt, did you send these notices to the local schools?
Yes, they've gone out through the ROE office. We've done PSAs, they're on the website. But if anybody wants that electronic, they'd be more happy to send it to you.
And those applications for the scholarships, mm-hmm. you can email them.
And they're also on the website, on our department, as well as on the front page of the county website.
That information provided to the housing authorities throughout the county?
It should be. If you'd like me to forward it to you, versus if you have the right contacts, you can send that.
I can just take the sheet back.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Community development update.
Okay, so we have the MIC update on there, although we already talked about it because we have to pay for it. I just wanted to tell you some of the action items that have come out of the MIC that we're going to do. This is in addition to everything else that we're doing. So, again, AT&T is meeting with us about putting cell towers in Grant. We're going to start at Grant Fork and help provide service because our emergency service teams don't have cell service. They step outside their car. They can't call 911. They can't call for help. If you, God forbid, somebody breaks down on the side of the road, we need cell service in those. So we're meeting with them, and that's a big plus. T-Rex expansion, we didn't get to announce it at the summit because it was very, that was a wild panel. But T-Rex and us are partnering on a couple things. Number one, expansion in from their St. Louis region into Madison County for technology entrepreneurships. And we're very excited about that. It's a big deal. And second, we're talking with them about doing a hackathon. So this would be something you would understand, but we need a marketing program for Madison County to woo businesses to our region. We don't have one yet, and we haven't had one. So by having a hackathon in connection with T-Rex, what happens is everyone, all of the universities and different organizations all come for a weekend, and they just create what they believe is the best product for that you're looking for. So in this case, a marketing plan with a website design and branding and logo and marketing pieces. And at the end, there's a panel that decides who did the best job, and then they get some money at the end, which is still cheaper than hiring out a marketing firm to do all this. So we're talking about that. We haven't signed anything, but we're talking about it. STEM programming with the Manny Jackson Center. So we're working on providing that into communities that are low income and otherwise. Electricity options, we're going to be communicating with our community so they understand this better, that although Ameren's a supplier, there are different providers that can offer individuals less cost. So we're going to give them a little more education. Cybersecurity, we have a company that is offering to do a countywide assessment on our cybersecurity. Chief Cunningham talked about how somebody accidentally downloaded ransomware and what that does. So we probably could take a look at the whole county. Mary Lamy from Freightways, we are working on a major rail hub opportunity in Madison County. We're not allowed to announce it, but we're already in phase two. And now we're in talks with two different major railroads about that. MCT, they let us know that they are not going to provide extensions for transportation for shift workers where thousands of people are employed. So we are looking at focusing on opportunities that we could do otherwise, and we're taking a look at that. Affordable housing, the new phase. The head of IDA tax credits was there and announced that we have five revitalization projects going on in Madison County that have been put together in the last 6 months, and that's because James and Sam and Lisa and Sharon and the rest of the Madison County Community Development team work tirelessly on these things. So you don't get to hear about them, but they're in the works. Route 66, we're going to be looking at how we can do things to increase our tourism dollars. And something I'm very proud of is that we had individuals, if you stayed till the last panel, you got to see that the one question in workforce retention that is the hardest answered is how to get people to pass the drug test, stay off drugs. We actually have solutions for that, and so we're going to collaborate with Employment and Training and Manny Jackson Center for Humanities and try to promote that to our work, our HR departments in the county. So those are just what came from action plans from the MIG. There's other stuff that we've been doing. We're working on aging and addressing it countywide and other things. So very busy. Then the second thing is, and I'm sending this around because it's been done every year, but April every year is there's a proclamation for Fair Housing Month. I'm a huge advocate for child abuse prevention. That's one of my big philanthropic passions. So I feel like if you read those t-shirts out there, we have a month. But I can send this around for anyone who's interested in the board proclaiming that April 2017 is the 48th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act. So you can sign it. We can. It's a proclamation. It's not a resolution. It doesn't really mean anything, but we can sign it if you want.
I'm not sure we've done a lot of that in the past in terms of weighing in on federal issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, I personally like to, I don't like to focus on Springfield, or I just try to focus on the county. I don't know, you know, if we were to start a lot of these resolutions.
In the township, as a clerk, we must pass the Fair Housing every year. We can't get any federal funds if you don't. That's all
it is.
It's a national act across the United States, and every time anybody turns in a CDBG application, it's one of the resolutions we actually look for. And what the proclamation just simply states is we as a county recognize that it's National Fair Housing Month.
Yeah, this isn't a resolution.
It's just a proclamation.
Yeah, I think we've had them here before.
This is just a proclamation.
I would ask Liz because she's more experienced on all.
Well, I'm certainly in favor of obeying the law, but I don't know why we have to go weighing in on federal issues like that.
It's just an innocuous proclamation. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to do any disservice.
And I was thinking, doesn't institutions, child advocacy, I think Carrie brings us something pertaining to
which is what all this is out there, So this is, again, innocuous. I just don't want the CAC or anyone on that board to think that we're stealing their thunder.
Well, the county board passes it too. It's always on our agenda.
I was glad to hear you say that about Grand Park, because for years, anytime you go through there, I go through there all the time.
Yeah.
My phone's dead. So that's really good that you're doing that. On the aging, what what are you coming up with there for the elderly?
So what has been done is our community development started an aging kind of department on aging, which really isn't allowed to be done through our funds. We have to stay neutral. So we're working with Senior Services Plus and Main Street Community Center. We're bringing all of the senior centers together to take a look countywide. So not just Edwardsville Township gives their group money, and but it's not enough. And Alton gives their group money, but it's not enough. Highland wants to build a senior center. There's a lot of things going on that we could, as the grants committee, maybe create some sort of funding outlet through UDAG or otherwise, where we can help facilitate some of these senior programs. That
is wonderful. When you're talking about Highland building a senior center, ever since I've been on this committee, I asked that question, and I was told that where the Faith Countryside Apartments are, the grant money for that was for the senior center, and that's the reason they couldn't do anything. That's what I was told.
Well,
do you know anything about that? I mean, I was told that over and over again. No?
I don't. There's nothing that we have found going through all the documents that says anything like that. Mm-hmm. And the county board chairman, I sat down with him and talked with him about
Lisa, do you remember
what
that?
We can do. And
before me. It was before me, so I don't know.
Me. Oh, okay.
So the county board chairman suggested that we could be more, you know, forward thinking, more broad thinking about UDAG besides just paying some salaries and giving out 3% loans. So we're going to take advantage of that and serve our seniors in a more, because like Bruce said, DC's, at the very least, they're cutting some of it, if not all of it. Mm-hmm. But we also heard that our senior population by 2020 is going to be increased like 61%. So it's going to be significant.
Baby boomers.
Yeah. Yep.
I didn't want to say
nothing.
I'm X.
You know, younger people are still going to have to listen to baby boomer music.
Sure.
Doctors are keeping us alive.
Anything else? Old business none. Comments? Nope. All right.
Under new business.
Bills.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I did. I forgot to call them. Last time I did that too. James. Bill. I'm sorry.
Ask for a motion.
Ask for a
motion.
All right.
No.
Jumping the gun. I want to get out of here.
Make a motion. We approve bills.
Thank you, sir. All right, James.
Hi.
Liz.
Yes.
Erica.
Hi.
Chrissy.
Yes.
Bruce.
Aye.
Helen. Judy.
Yes.
Jesse.
Yes.
All right. Passes. All right. Next meeting is Monday, May.
Well, I did have something under whatever you want to call it. The grant that we got the loan, hoping we would get a grant of $75,000, is not likely to happen, according to Senator Hain. Mm-hmm. I'll pass this around to some of you. And so we hope that the loan will go through. There's a lot of problems with it, but and one other thing, when any of the committee wishes to come deliberate, speak on, in the Open Meetings Act, then say something might come up, you might want to mention something, anything deliberated or discussed at a meeting should be in the minutes. And of course you want to shorten it. Nobody should get up and make a big speech about whatever, you know, but that is part of your minutes. And I see that This committee does not do that, so I'd ask that you take a look at the Open Meetings Act. Anything discussed or deliberated by a committee member or anyone, you know. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else?
Well, I was going to tell you that Lisa Merzinger is having a baby boy. We just found out, but it's not on the
agenda.
She's still been working like a dog.
By 2020, he'll be...
He'll be or I'll be, whichever.
All right. Next meeting is Monday, May 8th, 2017. Motion to adjourn.
So
all right. Thank you. All those in favor. I didn't think, yeah. I figured that was a no. I think
that was good. I never get who's in this first.
Okay.
I said it.
Whatever.
I'll take it.
No.
I never did. She can have mine.
Well, I'm sure we can.
Because they've been
off. I need to take one of them.
No, it's still going.
Well, what we're trying to do is something.